I've been a theater critic, and I still write a lot about theater for The New Yorker. And Candy Alexander is one of those actresses I'll never get over. She's made a career playing characters who are full-bodied, multi-layered, real. On CSI Miami, she played a pathologist who talked to the dead bodies she was cutting up. On Tremé, she played LaDonna, a bar owner trying to make it in post-Katrina New Orleans. And right now, on Scandal, she's the devious mother of Kerry Washington's Olivia Pope. Devious isn't even the word. She's just hot, but with a vengeance. Candy Alexander has proven herself a master at bringing hard, funny, complicated women to life, and she joins me now. Candy, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you, Hilton.
I want to play a clip from Tremé. In this scene, your character, LaDonna, as I said, has dinner with her in-laws, and let's just say they don't have the best relationship.
Elsie, darling, I think you left your salad fork in the potato server. You know where I was raised? In the Sixth Ward. We were taught that it was bad manners to correct the guests for their manners. If they picked up the wrong fork or poured beer into the wine glass, we were supposed to do the same.
But in no way would we be treating LaDonna like a guest.
Oh. I'm family. All right, then. Since I'm kin, I ain't gonna pay no never mind how I'm supposed to do. I'm guessing you don't have no malt liquor? Nothing in a 40, huh? Maybe you got a paper bag? So I'm thinking about finishing this here up on the corner.
Tell me how you discovered or made the character of LaDonna real to you.
When I got to New Orleans, I had left CSI Miami, which mm-hmm. was a lot of sheen, a lot of work, because she was a doctor, and Miami's very sexy and big, splashy Bruckheimer show. So mm-hmm. in order for me to find LaDonna, I went through the neighborhood. I got out of the French Quarter. I went down into the guts mm-hmm. of Louisiana. And it's part of my Stella Adler training. I found her. I physically found her. I went looking for her. I took 2 weeks and I found her. Mm-hmm. And then I followed her. I followed her for several blocks. She went into a little store, bought some stuff. She had a couple kids with her. And once I was absolutely certain this was her, and I knew it was her as soon as I saw her, I really did. I could feel everything. And everything about her, her hair, everything about this woman. And I approached her, and I asked her if I could buy the clothes that she was wearing. I said, I will buy everything you have on. Name your price, mm-hmm. including your earrings, every single thing you have on. I'll pay double for it. And she thought I was kidding, and I said, no. And thankfully, she knew who I was. She recognized me. And I told her what hotel I was staying at because we hadn't shot the pilot yet. Mm-hmm. And I asked her, I said, bring everything you have on to me. And she did. And I paid her for it, and I put her clothes on. So that's how I found her.
Well,
I found her.
Candy, people may know you as an actress, but they may not actually realize that you started out as a dancer and were featured in some pretty incredible Broadway shows like Dreamgirls. Was it clear to you then that black talent specifically claiming the spotlight was not necessarily standard on Broadway, let alone the movies?
I don't know if that was clear to me because I seem to have always been in the kind of token role when I was a dancer.
Really?
You know? Yeah, because, you know, I wasn't that black. I wasn't that light. It was like right in the middle. So I was I was just the perfect token. You know?
Yeah.
Especially when I hit Hollywood as a dancer, it was like perfection. You know, so I worked well with the aesthetic.
You began your Hollywood career dancing, but also working as a choreographer for the great Whitney Houston. And I was wondering if you wouldn't mind sharing the story that I love the most, which is, if I break a sweat, you're fired. Can you explain that?
Well, first of all, Hilton, I cannot even claim to have been in that position were it not for Demita Jo Freeman.
And tell the people who Demita Jo was, honey.
So Demita was the choreographer for the Grammy Awards for Whitney. And we're dancing. She asked me to come with her. She had an assistant, but she wanted me to come as well. We got there. We did the Grammys. And Whitney said, oh, I never worked with dancers before. You guys are so much fun. Come with me. So we went with her. And we had a fabulous time. And through a series of events that I don't really remember, Whitney asked me to step into that position. And I said, no. And she said, yeah. And I said, I'm not ready. And she said, well, get ready. So kind of forced the job on me. I was scared to death. And I had great dancers and a great assistant. So I had a lot of help. And I had, of course, the belief of the star of the show. And yes, Whitney did say, if I sweat, you fire. She wanted to walk. She was like, listen, I'm not, you know, at the time you had Janet.
Janet with a dot.
That's right. These were dancer singers. They weren't singer dancers. And yeah. So she didn't sweat.
She wanted to walk and pose.
She wanted to walk. She wanted to do a little bit. But, you know, she liked to walk. So the first thing I did was get rid of all the girls and just put dancing boys around her. Just put some boys up there. Okay, got it. Okay.
What was your impetus to move away from the stage to film and acting?
Hilton, I always wanted and felt like an actress. And that's because of Paula Kelly. You know, I would watch Paula Kelly dance. And to me, she danced in character. She was a great actress. I could see her change.
For our fans, Paula Kelly was and is the great Black star who was in Sweet Charity with Shirley MacLaine.
I would watch her dance, and I would see her change into a character. And I saw the level of commitment that it wasn't just a dance. She would transform herself. And I liked that. I liked the way it made me feel when I watched her in different performances. And so I always felt like an actress, but I never saw a consistent through line of employment for Black actresses. You know, I was a teenager during Black exploitation films. So you would see Brenda Sykes, you know, you would see Sheila Frazier, you would see Lynetta McGee, Vanetta McGee. You'd see them, but you didn't see a consistent through line of employment.
Mm-hmm.
And I also noticed that when those films stopped, I didn't see them. Every now and then I would see Judy Pace show up on The Jeffersons or Sanford and Son, but I didn't see a regular check. Okay.
Hey, you a practical girl.
I was like, how are they supporting themselves, you know? Like, how does that work? So I thought I'm going to study. I'm going to study as hard as I can. And I will piece together this career out of theater, film, commercials. You know, what I can, but I wanted to have enough craft. And by that time, I knew about Diana Sands, and I knew that she worked consistently in theater.
Right.
And occasionally had great roles in film and TV, but I saw her consistency in theater. So that's where I really focused was the stage.
You've done theater, you've done movies, but you've also done TV comedies like News Radio. And I want to know, what's the difference between how comedy and drama affect your personal life?
I love comedy. But I find that backstage, oftentimes, comics are not necessarily the easiest to work with.
That's right.
They're just not. They're uncomfortable with themselves anyway. Their minds are constantly racing. They're constantly writing as the day is going on. I could see the computer in their heads. So it's a little hard for them to be here now. That's why a lot of times when you spend being in their company, they're always on. What I find with drama is that, you know, the players, the producers, the creators, the writers, they think that it has to be high drama all the time. And so it's like, okay, well, if you have to have this tense, hurtful environment to create art, is it really art?
Right.
So, honestly, Hilton, there are trade-offs with both. In my personal life, I prefer comedy because it's easier to shake off.
Well, you certainly make drama look fun when you're on screen, especially in your current role as the beautiful and dangerous mother to Kerry Washington's Olivia Pope on Scandal. I want to play a clip. In this scene, you turn up at a dinner Olivia Pope is having with your ex-husband and her father, Rowan.
Olivia, you lie. In my 22 years in prison, you know what I missed most of all? Really good wine. We always did have that in common.
Enjoy it, it'll be your last.
I heard about your forced retirement. Sorry you lost your little army. Oh, please do, baby. Please take a stab at me. I wonder which one of us is faster.
What are you doing here?
I'm your mother. I love you. I worry about you.
No, you don't.
I do. I know it's hard for you to believe with him in your ear, but I do. I love you. And because I love you, I want to warn you. You need to find yourself another line of work, because what you do now is too dangerous, baby.
Candy, you know what blows my mind about that scene?
What?
When she says, I'm your mother.
You were so funny.
When my sister saw you, she said, you know her? She said, tell her she's doing a good job. She scared the shit out of me.
So. Oh, I love it. Hilton, I have to say this, because you know this, but I don't think anybody else does. I never watch anything I do.
I know
that. And you
that.
Know that. I never, ever, ever. So there are things I've never seen.
Yes.
I'm too critical, and I know exactly what I did, so if they use the wrong take, or if the DP is really poorly lit, or, you know, so many variables that I just have to trust that I did 100% and let it go. Just let it go, because I'll look at it and rip it apart. You know, I can't see it.
Have you noticed or do you feel that the roles for black women have changed on television?
Thank God for Shonda.
Yes.
I mean, just thank God for Shonda. You know, thank God for Betsy Beers. Thank God for Mark Wilding. Thank God for Shondaland. Because I know it doesn't seem out of the ordinary, but it's really outrageously wonderful to look up when you're driving down Sunset Boulevard and see a billboard with Viola Davis on it, and then drive only Viola, singular, and then drive a few blocks further and see a billboard with only Kerry Washington on it, singular.
That's right.
Now, this is the first time this has happened in my lifetime. And now, there may have been billboards with Diane Carroll, singular, but I don't remember them. I remember her with the boy.
And Lloyd Nolan, honey.
That's right. I do not remember a billboard with Diane Carroll, singular. I may be wrong, but my recollection is that this is huge, and it is wonderful, and it's not a little thing. It's not a little thing for a little black girl to see that. I
That's
wish,
right.
I wish there was some way to let people know how huge it is. I remember being a young girl and watching Lola Falana on these Tigers commercials.
That's right.
It meant
Fabergé.
Everything to me. It meant everything to see those boy dancers and Lola in that commercial. It was everything. It gave me hope. It let me know there was room for me, that I was special, you know? But that's why Shondaland, you know, I wish I'm looking forward to this catching on. I'm looking forward to both of those shows making so much money and getting so many viewers that it can no longer be denied that that should be normal.
Candy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Hilton.
The new season of Scandal just started, and next spring Candy's featured alongside Queen Latifah in a new biopic about legendary blues singer Bessie Smith. Candy Kane, I'll call you later.
Okay.
I love you, I'll call you later.
I love you, Hilton.